For many shoppers around LA,
"Thank you for shopping at Fresh and Easy,"
has become a familiar sound. British supermarket chain Tesco started opening Fresh and Easy neighborhood markets in California, Arizona, and Nevada in 2007. In LA, the chain has opened stores in several underserved neighborhoods.
"I used to go to Food for Less to buy my meats. I come here because, heck, it's good. You know, the meats, the chicken, all that is tender. Over there was hard. I couldn't even eat the chicken over there anymore."
That's Manny Castro, a regular at the Fresh and Easy on Adams and Central in South LA. Fresh and Easy also has locations in Huntington Park and Compton, and had proposed a store in Crenshaw, which never opened because of building restrictions in that neighborhood. In these neighborhoods, convenience stores and discount grocers abound, but big stores like Ralph's, Vaughn's, or Albertson's are scarce. Public policy experts refer to areas like South LA, where access to fresh produce is limited, as food deserts. For many, Fresh and Easy offered a nice oasis. Richard Cuevas shops at the Adams Street Fresh and Easy several times a week.
"It's one of my favorite stores, actually. It's the food, the quality of all their stuff that they carry is fresh. I like it. Actually, the name really goes for it, the Fresh and Easy."
In 5 years, Tesco opened 199 Fresh and Easy markets in the U.S. Now all of those stores could close. Philip Clark, CEO of Tesco, said yesterday, quote, "It is likely but not certain that our presence in America will come to an end." Tesco has 500,000 employees in 14 different countries. But business in the USA has not been going well. Manny Castro says of the Adams Street Fresh and Easy,
"This one's been dead."
Fresh and Easy already closed 7 locations in California earlier this year. Now Castro hopes his Fresh and Easy isn't going anywhere.
"Well, this is the best store in the neighborhood. Better than going to the market and, you know, parking here, everything. It's perfect."
It is not clear yet whether Tesco will sell their American stores or just close them down. Catherine Davis, Annenberg Radio News.